Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the undisclosed location. From the undisclosed location, default route. I was thinking, I feel so much better when I get too much sleep. And I said that incorrectly on purpose, the too much sleep part, understanding that when I say too much, I have to explain what too much is, or better yet, what too much is not. In my mind, 8 hours of sleep was the goal. 8 hours of sleep, I felt if I got 8 hours of sleep, I would be good. Number one, that premise may be incorrect, because I'm thinking the older you get, the less sleep you need. And that may or may not be true for everybody, and especially in my case, which is pretty much all we're worried about, me. So if I'm to get up at 9, I look to myself to get up at 9, you know, to give myself time to get out here, get this walk, and start work at noon, I would have to go to bed at 1. So I had always in my head set the target at 1 to get in bed, you know, before 1. But now I'm realizing, and I noticed over the last couple of months or so, the more sleep I get, the better I feel. And it took a while for that to really set in and for me to believe it. And I don't know if I wholeheartedly believe it right now, but it seems to be consistent. And the thing is, the epiphany I just had, it just hit me, which motivated me to cut the phone on, the camera on, put the mic on, and do this, is that getting 8 hours of sleep does not mean being in the bed for 8 hours. You need to be asleep for 8 hours. If you get in bed at 1 and get up at 9, that time until you fall asleep is not sleep. It can't be counted. Being in bed for 8 hours is not equivalent to sleeping for 8 hours. And I think I noticed over the last couple months or so that if I get in bed like at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and just kind of chill, well, that's kind of drastic. 9:30, 10 o'clock, maybe pushing it, but something like that. And just kind of chill and watch TV and settle down, and then end up going to sleep maybe like 11:30 or before midnight. I'll sleep most of the night. I'll wake up like 6:30 a.m. every time. Mess around on the phone. You know, just kind of, you know, my eyes ain't even focused yet. Just kind of do whatever. And then go back to sleep for another hour and a half or so. I feel better. I seem to have more energy. Or something like that. So the whole idea of getting enough sleep does not mean being in the bed for 8 hours. It means actually being asleep for that time that you are shooting for. And I think that may be the case for me. And the whole idea that you need less sleep the older you get may or may not be true. And especially in my case, you never know. You just got to fill it out to see how, and what makes you feel the way it makes you feel. Yesterday, I worked in the office. So the night before last, I drove in to the default location. Didn't even take my scale. Didn't take my fire stick. Only thing I took was my work laptop, a pair of pants to wear to work. Two pieces of chicken and some bread. The rest I knew already had ready for me at the default location. And it worked out. Well, I about took my hair clippers. I had to cut my hair. Took my hair clippers and toothbrush and bottle of mouthwash that I carry with me. I took that stuff. But you know, minimal stuff. The highlight being that I didn't take Mr. Scale. I was away from Mr. Scale for three weigh-ins. Tuesday night, and yesterday, and the two yesterday morning, before my walk and after my walk. And it was weird. It felt weird to sit in my, to go through my routine, because I am a highly structured person. I am severely structured and severely routine. I mean, the process of me taking my clothes off and getting ready for bed is, it's not meticulous, but it's just, oh my God, it's the same every time. Yeah, I like that regimen. Everywhere I go, I try to maintain it. One benefit of that is I know where everything is. Everything goes where it goes. It's difficult for me to put something down where it doesn't belong. And I mean difficult. I struggle with it mentally. If that don't go there, I can't put it there. And if I got to go out of my way to put it where it needs to go, I do it. But again, if I'm in my routine, I won't have to go out of my way. The routine is set up to be routine. It's in your daily, the daily procedures and places I go. What's it called? The stations or wherever. Places I stop, where I eat, where I work, where I undress and dress. You know, where I put my towel, where I put my toothbrush, where I put my shoes, all of that has evolved into a very, very efficient mechanism and strategy. Where I put my keys and my wallet, even when I'm at the undisclosed location, there's a certain place I always put them. My selfie stick, when I carry it, it always goes in a certain pocket in my book bag. Everything always goes in a certain pocket in my book bag. So I know, you know, pretty much where things are supposed to be, and they usually are. I mean, literally everything. The trash bags in the kitchen, the plates, the food, everything has a place. Everything has a place. The only thing, and I'm just throwing this out there just to talk, the only thing that may or may not have, even in the car, my glasses go certain place. You know, the charger thing, the phone mount, everything goes a certain place. The only thing that may or may not be completely organized, and I probably think about it too, you know, it's not glaring in my mind, but it's definitely on the radar, is the my storage. It's getting better, and I'm willing, you know, it's much, much better than it has been. It's probably in the best organized condition it's ever been in after all these years, but it could still probably be a little bit more fine-tuned and whittled down. And that's kind of a fun project that I hope to take on one day. Even down to me wearing the same clothes. Everybody wants to be on Jeffy TV. Everybody wants to be on Jeffy TV. Down to when I wear the same clothes. I'm trying to see what time it is. So I can see when the train, oh, it's 9:56. Train should be coming in 4 minutes. At 10:01, 10:02. So that's how I do things. Down to my podcast, the regimen of after I make this video, I'll rename it right there on the spot while I'm walking, and they can upload it as I'm walking and get that uploaded. I get home, I upload it to a, I'll save, move it to a file on my computer called Podcastics. It's full of all of these. Everything has a place to go. Everything has a place to go. That's kind of why it's kind of tripping me out that I posted a song that I just kind of made. I was talking over before we had a jams recording session at my house, and all the LA Maggots came over and we had a good time. We were singing. Busy was singing. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. We singing P-Funk and all kinds of things. Rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat. We even started going into that. That's how much fun it went. It just went to a place where, you know, it just felt good. It was in my apartment. It was food, people. Everybody came. We got some recording in. We just had a good time. We just had a really good time. Before that night, I made a little video. And the music on it was, you know, pretty good, killing. And it must have hit a nerve. Because people called me about it. It's getting a lot of hits and getting a lot of, not a lot, but you know, for me, it's getting some views. And it's the, I can't find it. I can't find the project file for it. Because the way I recorded it video. I was playing it on the computer. And I made a video of it. So there's no trace of what file was playing. Closest thing I can probably do is, and I won't be able to do it, is zoom in on the video, see if I can see anything on the screen. And I started going through all the files I got, see if I could find it. Because I got hundreds of project files. And the one that I can't find it, it's like, of course, the one thing that hits or kind of, you know, gets the attention, I can't find. So, but we got other ones, and, you know. But other than that, my data's backed up. Things are secure. Everything is in its place. Most of my business arrangements are tied up. I think you can probably see something on my face. I got a mail yesterday that Sherman Oaks Hospital hit me up for some money where one of the claims was denied or something. Then I got a call. I need to call Blue Anthem about that. See what's going on. And it's from like 2023, March of 2023. They just now hit me up about it. So I gotta look at that. And see what's going on. Probably need to call him, get on top of that now. You know, there's a few other things that need to be tightened up and tied up. Payment on dog just hanging out the window barking. Come on now. That ain't right. Dog hang out the window van going down the street, just barking. Owner's supposed to tell him, don't do that. You ain't supposed to let him do that. Train him. It's like a dog in our apartment building. Looked like a little teenage boy. Maybe 14, 15, 16. With a dog. Doesn't know you gotta train them. They want that discipline. You gotta let them know that, you know, that barking every time somebody opened the door is not the thing to do. You teach them that. And you can see, I look at the little kid, you can see he ain't there yet. I mean, I probably was, it was definitely a time when I wasn't there, you know, where I didn't have that understanding of my, I probably still don't, of my, not presence, or not command, or not responsibility, or my level of authority, natural authority, maybe. And it may be starting to play out at work, that where just my personality puts me in positions of authority, even though I don't have the official authority. It's because the way, you know, I carry myself, answer questions, or I look at things, just, you know, my natural being Jeffrey will get me looked to as being the person you want to ask about this. And I may or may not be being recognized for that, even though I don't want it. At least I don't think I want it. I don't think I want it. I think I want to just be left alone. But of course I want to be noticed and recognized for what I am. Maybe not. Anyway, I know that a lot of times I think I should be doing much more than I am. So much was given me, I have so much resource, I have so much capability, blah, blah. I should be doing much, much more than I am. Whatever that means. And that's put incorrectly also. Crudely, just to get the understanding out. Because I'm happy. And when I become not happy is when I'll change. Probably look at it that way. I'm happy, and then when I become not happy, that's when an adjustment will change. And maybe, like right now, just talking about it, could be the beginning of me making that adjustment or change that I may not even know that I desire as of yet. Fun time for Bonzo. Him having a good time. Get a lot of that. He's scratching something. That's nasty, man. Yeah. It's nasty, but I know how good it feels. It's nasty, but I do know how good it feels. I can feel, and the funny thing too, I get off at 8. I get off at 8. It feels weird to be going to bed at 10. Only up 2 hours after you get off work. That feels kind of weird. But you got to go with, you know, how it feels or what feels right. Going to bed 2 hours after you get off work don't seem right. But then again, I do get up at 9. So I'm up from what, 9 to 9 to maybe up 13 hours. You start doing the math. Doesn't seem like the numbers are a bit skewed, maybe. Maybe I'm lazy. Or maybe I'm lazy, or maybe just walking and I be going so hard during the day that I'm tired. Because I don't stop. Once 9 o'clock come, I'm going all through the day till it's quitting time. My day is appropriated. That's why when I come out here to the undisclosed location, I'm doing a bit of caregiving. That little bit of caregiving needs to be fitted in to my routine. And that's when I started to realize how tight my routine is. To where just a little bit of, Jeffrey, can you? There's no, there is room in there, but there's definitely fat in there because I give myself ample amount of time to do a lot of stuff. So I guess it's me. Yeah, I definitely give myself more than enough time to get accomplished what I need to get accomplished. Except for during break and lunch when I'm on the clock and I got to get my 15-minute walk in. You know, because I'm like, in my mind, every second, I got to be moving, getting steps in. So if I can, you know, walk by that room and somebody see me, Jeff, can you? And I should prepare for it. Me and my sister even talked about it. So if it happens, like it's on me. I should know better. You know? By this point, you should know. If you walk by that room, you might as well throw in a, get up an extra 5 minutes early or so. That's your mother. You know what? Something else too. I should make another video because I had another grandson yesterday. It's been an addition to our family. My son had his second son. Yesterday, and you know, it is as it should be, you know, a big deal. But I guess it's like when you have your second child, you're like, yeah. Yeah. You barely take pictures of it. Yeah, come on. You know. And this being my third, it's kind of like, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm excited because this situation is quote unquote better than with his other son. It seems that our family, my family, will be more hands-on. Probably not as hands-on as with granddaughter, who really, really set a high bar. That situation, I don't think you're gonna, I don't think you can top that. That situation, I don't think you can top that. I mean, not only his granddaughter, all that, but he even got a place to stay with a room and facilities and space so I can go back there. That's gonna be tough to just to have the, you know, the let alone granddaughter, you know, personality, you know, good child, you know, fun and all that. You know, open, curious, all that. You know, when I come back, I get my own room. And I can work, set up my computers, have my own room. That is major. I take it for granted, but that is major. Got a routine down, too. I got a box back there with all my stuff in it. Where I don't even, basically, I take it and got it, bought a monitor so I can work. Two screens, blah, 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 blah. Monitor was on sale. That's gonna be hard to top. Nice big front porch, backyard, basement, upstairs, downstairs. So when they go to bed, they go upstairs. Oh my God. Now that I think about it, whoo, that's the setup. That's the setup. But, you know, we'll see. And then my thing too is, you know, I'm happy. Congratulations to my son, his girlfriend, you know, this situation. We keep our fingers crossed for the stability of said situation. And that's okay. Congratulations, all that. I figured what I was gonna say. Yeah. And the grandson's name is Prince Jeffrey Mitchell. So another Jeffrey Mitchell . So there's like four of them now, but there's only one Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Well, there's two Jeffrey Scott Mitchells, but there's only one Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And that's me, the original. There's only one original. Let's put it that way, you know. I am what I am. I am that I am. So, you know, congratulations, and probably congratulations to my ex-wife, who got another baby. She sent me out, they sent me a video of her holding her new grandson. And like, that's what I was gonna say. Babies, when they born, I don't get it. You know, they don't do nothing. They just there, but you know, some mothers or females or whatever, they can just hold the baby and just look at it. I was on a plane one time, and looked like a grandmother was holding a baby. And the baby wasn't doing nothing. She was just staring at it intensely. Just like, oh my God, you could just see it. You know, she was on the plane just looking and just, you know, touching with her finger and doing, you know, just doing stuff like that. Just like, you could just see the intensity at which she was attracted to or pulled to her. And that's gotta be instinctive or something. That's something deeper than just, oh, I like it. That's got to be something almost at a subconscious level. But she was just sitting there looking at it. Babe wasn't even doing nothing. Babe was like, sleep. Babe was probably saying, you know what? Can I sleep without you staring at me? And so they sent a video of Terry Houghton, the baby. I was going to say holding it. Yep, it's still an it. I don't care what y'all say.
His name is Prince Jeremy. His name is Prince Jeremy.
They still it's until they do something.
He is doing something. Look at him. He opened his eyes. Look, he yawned.
You know. Granddaughter was an it too. Hell, Jeffy was it. Jeffy was the first it. I was with Terry. I think it's hungry. I was talking about Jeffrey. I was like, I think it's hungry. This name is it. It's really hard for me to call Jeffrey Jeffrey because that's my damn name. It was really something I had to think about. Calling Jeffrey Jeffrey because that's my damn name. I was like, I think it's hungry. She was holding it. You could just see it in her eyes, in her face, the way she was holding that baby. You could just see it. I was like, look at it. And then she sent me a picture of her holding. I was like, I seen that already. And I already commented, that ain't your baby. And I told her, I said, that ain't your baby. I was like, that ain't your baby. The way Jeffrey's relationship is. Them two. Oh my God. So it's gonna be fun to watch. And I told his girlfriend, I was like, watch out for them. Watch out for them. They'll run you over and go right through you without even knowing it. You better hold your ground. Don't let them. They'll take over your life or just erase it. And not in a bad way, just once they get their agenda going, you want to be careful. You'll become an also to your own life. You'll become a bystander in your own life. They get going. And all of us, you know, all of us. Well, especially, you know, our family families, I guess, you know. They get going. You know, they feel they're doing the best thing, which is subjective, and they do the best thing in their mind and all that. And you just, you know, you just gotta make sure you carve yourself and get yourself out of there. You know, make sure that you have a space for you. And that's probably in life in general. That's probably in life, period. You're responsible for making the space, protecting your boundaries. Ain't nobody else. Maybe in this new liberal teachings where they try to teach people to respect people's boundaries. If somebody can't respect their own boundaries, how am I supposed to respect them? And some people don't even know where the boundaries are. They don't even know where their boundaries are. So how am I supposed to build their boundaries for them? I mean, to a certain degree, you kind of know when you like overstepping something. I mean, you know, we can be fair and honest about that. To a certain degree, you know when you're being, you know, when you're going too far. But a lot of times, you know, it ain't up to me to let me know when I'm going too far when it comes to you. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, we'll see how this goes. Like I always said before, the daughter's family gets the baby. Because the daughter, more than likely, is going to go home to mother or run the mother for those moments. But the situation with my latest grandson, it's kind of set up to give Terry an opening, and that's all the hell she needs. That's all she needs, that opening. That's what I said, yeah. Home base Kid Central. Yeah. That's what she wanted. That's what she always wanted. That's all she wanted. It's pretty much all she wanted, ever wanted. And she, you know, retired, semi-retired now. Got a nice house, nice husband. Very cool husband, understanding. But not too understanding to where, you know, she can get away with everything. You know, just they got a good balance. You have a good balance, a good home, work together, but not too together to where it's all weird. You know, got to be some conflict, got to be some bouncing back. You know, so I don't want to portray the Browns fan as just being there. You know, but they had that situation. You know, car, retired, house, blah, 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 front yard, backyard, you know, the whole layout, and had the kids. That's, yeah, that's pretty much everything. She wanted. You see me look at that lady pull out there like that? See, people, see some of these people I look at, and I know they got other things on their mind. They got bigger things on their mind, especially if I see somebody coming out of urgent care or something like that. You know, somebody coming out of the hospital, they could be distraught. Bigger things going on than what I always like to say. They know they're going to go home and their husband going to beat them. They ain't thinking about me. You know, they got other things going on. Their kids. You know, son probably in jail, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. You know, life. I'm being a little bit dramatic about it. But, you know, real life stuff, that's what they dealing with. They ain't thinking about no pedestrian. They ain't thinking about no pedestrian. And I'll be like, yeah, I'll give them the right of way. Go right ahead. You go right ahead. But anyway, congratulations. I was even telling a coworker, I'm like, you know, I just had another grandson. And I'm like, eh. I'm spoiled. I know I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled and I know I'm spoiled. But I worked for it and I earned it. And I fought for it and I built it and I put it in place. And even saying that, still, it ain't my fault if I'm spoiled. Spoiled means you had help. You can't spoil yourself. You only can spoil yourself so much. And if you spoil yourself, are you spoiled? No. You need other people around you to spoil you. I think I might have to start wearing my plantar fasciitis lifts. I think I might start doing that. I'm feeling a little bit of strain in my foot. In fact, I'm gonna do that when I get home today. I'm feeling a little bit of strain in my foot when I walk. So that's what I'm gonna do. Put them in there. I don't know if it's these tennis shoes or what, but like an insole. I don't think, would I call it an insole? I don't know. But life is good. Thursday, got two more days before the weekend. Oh, Mr. Scale told me 217.4 today. Oh, that's another thing. Yesterday, I went home without Mr. Scale, and I did okay. I didn't weigh myself. So when I got back last night, I was kind of in a hurry to get on the scale. I was kind of in a hurry to get on there to see what it said, to see how I did. Because at work, you know, I think I did, well, I did so-so Tuesday night when I went home. I did so-so. Because I took some food with me. And I did so-so. I did so. Tuesday, I did so-so. It was so-so-so. And I guess I didn't do too bad. Then I got up and I got my steps. And then I went to work. And, you know, I ate breakfast. I made grits, in fact, when I went home Tuesday night. I made grits because I ran out. So I had grits and I made sausage. And went to work. I had my pub mix. And I bought some cherries off the street. So I was eating cherries and pub mix. But I drink a lot of sparkling lemonade. A lot of that soda lemonade, whatever. It's probably a soda. I drink a lot of it. I was drinking that shit like water. I was just like, it was so good. I had some of that. And then one of the lunches finished up. And they had some kale salad left over. Oh my God, it was so good. I ate a bunch of that. So when I came, when I finally, you know, I got off work. Drove from L.A. out here. Got here about 9. You know, got unpacked, did this, did that. And so I just ate some chips and some Kool-Aid. I just had chips and Kool-Aid before I went to bed. So I didn't really have a meal at night. I didn't really have a meal. I just had chips and like Kool-Aid. Maybe a lot of chips. I had Doritos. I got the Stater Brothers brand called Craven, I guess. Craven. I had Doritos, I mean, nacho chips, you know, flavored Dorito-type chips. A few Cheeto-type Stater Brothers knockoff. And barbecue kettle chips. Stater Brothers brand, the Craven brand. And, you know, it definitely filled my stomach up. And as soon as I got home, I got on scale, and it was 217.4. And, you know, I said, okay, that's a good number. If I can go to bed with that, you know, and wake up tomorrow morning, blah, blah, blah. But I ate and drank a lot of Kool-Aid. Got back on the scale, 219.6. I'm like, oh, my God. That has got to drop in the morning. And it did. It went back down to 217.4 or something like that. 217.6. So I woke up at 217.6 today. And I'm walking. And it may be 85, 90 degrees out here, but there's no sun. So I'm not sweating as much. So we'll see, you know, the water weight drop. It's just, I'm into weighing myself. That's a metric or... What's the point where a metric point that you, a point that you go to, measuring point, you know, where I measure my day, see how I'm doing, let me know how I'm doing. I like when that number is right. I also like when the NASDAQ performs. NASDAQ acted up. Earlier this week or last week, $22,000 drop in my investments in one day. But made 15 back yesterday. And then, you know, it's up and down. You know, it's volatile. It's up and down. NASDAQ bounced back yesterday. Got 15 back and I'm still down I'm not down. It's just not as up as it was. Put it that way. It's just not as up as it was. And you get used to that. Up, you think up is the norm. Well, up is up. And then you find out how much up is up at the end of the year. You get hit with them capital gains taxes. So, all that's got to be figured and taken care of. So, you know, there's a few things I got to handle and take care of and call. Talk to people and handle, et cetera, et cetera. I have faith in the system, so I'm not too much worried about it. And even so, you know, I got resources behind me to handle pretty much a lot of things that may or may not come my way. So things are in place. Foundation of my life is solid. My routine is solid. My health, I feel good. People around me seem to be doing as good as expected, handling things. Because even though it's all about me, it's also about the people around me. My happiness, to a degree, no matter how much I don't want it to be, is dependent on people around me. And it's all good. So happy Thursday, boys and girls. I'm swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.